This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One of the things that we talk about in broadcasting over the years, I have found this. It was television, too, where they would say to the talent before they went on the air, stand by. So I just said to the folks in the studio in Dallas, I'm sitting by. I'm here, sitting.
Just tell him how to live his life.
Yeah, right. I actually developed a studio when I was running the station in Boston in the mid-80s. I made a studio, actually we made two studios, that required the personalities, the talent to stand up. They had to stand up. And I actually had one of the studios I had that I worked in, I'm trying to remember where it was, instead of sitting down at the console, like you and I are doing now, I have the console's sort of different because it's all computers now around you and not sliders. I do have a board where I have sliders and mixers and that kind of stuff. But I should actually take a picture of all this stuff and we could post it.
Oh, yeah, that'd
people
be great.
Can see what it looks like. Anyway, so when the boys in Dallas said, stand by, I asked them if they minded if I sit by. And apparently they didn't because I didn't hear any objections.
So. there's these contraptions that people can actually put on their desks anymore where if they do want to stand at their desk and it raises their computer or their whole workstation.
There was a whole episode of Chicago Fire about that.
Of course there was.
The chief, played by a very good actor named Iman Williams, he had an assistant come in, and he was befuddled because she was taking charge of, he wanted his office cleaned up and he wanted it to become more functional. And so she brought in that thing that you just described, and he came in and looked at it and then looked at her and said, what are we supposed to do with that? So I can see that happening with those of us who are traditionalists, if you will. The popularity of hiking. Do you know that hiking has become the second most popular physical activity for Americans?
I believe it.
I didn't realize that. I know a lot of friends who are hikers who are my age, and they find it good if they don't have problems with their hips and their knees and their ankles, and they go out and enjoy the clear skies. And so vacation time brings, along with the extra daylight, a lot of people finding the trails. And there are so many of them, some of them owned by, I have trails all around my house and around the farm. I'm fortunate because I'm sort of landlocked. Nobody can build anything around me, either the home where I have a smaller farm or the big farm up the street can't be built. There's nothing, everything is protected around it. And I've worked hard along with some other people over the years to make sure that that happened, because I don't want to see development per se, just, you know, people throwing houses against the wall. And it does affect nature. There are a lot of things, when you go out to hit the trails, you can see a lot of things. I bring Daisy up and down the trail that's next to my house, and she'll chase every chipmunk, every rabbit, anything that's chaseable, she's after it. Her legs are short, so she can't keep up with them, but I love when she chases a squirrel up the tree, and then she looks up the tree as if she was going to climb up the tree to go after the squirrel. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff. Bring your dog. Probably ought to have him on a leash or something if you're in an area where there are a lot of other people. But strolling, there are lots of ways that you, when you listen to experts when it comes to this, the exercise that you get is very good for your heart as well as the other musculature, because you are moving a lot. There's lots of moving parts when you're out on a hike. And so, I don't know, it felt like today was a good day to talk about that, because our first full day of summer,
June
the 22nd, first full day, the longest, official longest light day of the year. And so it's kind of neat to be able to just, it's so simple, actually. It is so simple to go out and take a walk. It is. All right, so somebody sent me something Let's get down to the brass tacks of what's going on. Well, I was, you know, we think about our conversations and the impact. I heard from somebody who is upset or wants to explain to me, one of my friends wants to explain to me why it is when I talk about Trump, everybody gets so emotional. And I listen because, first of all, I respect her. I've been great friends for years, so and she's the one who invites me to go to Mar-a-Lago when I'm in Florida. So I want to know what she has to say. I just, you know, I said enough on that. We were talking about hurricanes, too, and somebody sent me thank you, by the way, for everybody listening, all the folks on the stations, everybody who has kind of come around to understand what we went through for a week or 10 days to change our facilities. And so I think we're pretty much back the way we are normally. You have a few blips here and there, but pretty much we're A-OK. So in talking about hurricanes and the hurricane season, someone who was listening carefully sent me the following information. Actually, someone who's in Florida at Florida International University tells me, scientist there tells me that they have what they call the Extreme Event Institute. And the profs there, a profs is a professor, a scientist, a teacher, working to make sure houses in Florida are prepared to take the stand against storms. You know how we keep talking about people buying property right on the beach and knowing whether it's in Florida or wherever it is, you're subject to the weather, the vagaries of bad weather. And so in this Florida university, there's a big airplane hangar. Apparently their campus is near an old airport. So they got this hangar. And they have set up what they call the wall of wind. So it reminds me of Phil Spector and the wall of sound. This is the wall of wind to analyze how a structure could withstand 157 mile an hour winds. Because that's what you get with a Category 5 hurricane. 157 mile an hour winds. So this will allow the researchers to provide insight into how to build a better home. You know, the old build a better mousetrap, build a safer home. So, you know, the hurricanes may get more severe. Who knows what causes it? Things are changing in the atmosphere. Call it what you will. So if the storms are tough, I think one of the scientists there, according to what they sent me, has actually suggested that they test life-size model homes against 200 mile-an-hour winds, which would be a Category 6 storm, in case they haven't had. I don't think we've had one of those, but, you know, just in case. And you can read about this in the National Geographic at the moment. The team is being interviewed, and they're talking about how saving homes and making sure the homes are okay could save a lot of lives. So it's really pretty fascinating, frankly, to see how some of this stuff works. I find it. I love to see how things work. Always been fun. Speaking about Florida, okay, this put yourself. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so put yourself in this guy's position. All right, you ready? The man that we're talking about was kidnapped at gunpoint. He kind of responsible for that himself. He bragged about making money he was a drug dealer or something.
No. He's a dog breeder. He's bragging about making a bunch of money with the dog breeding business, and three men show up pretending to be interested in getting one of his dogs. Yep. They end up beating him up, telling him to give him all the cash that he was just bragging about, totally robbed him, assaulted him, put him in the car, and forced him to drive. Now, this whole saga spanned about 2 days across multiple locations. All in Florida, though, and the guy's driving, and they were driving through Martin County when he noticed a sheriff's or a deputy's vehicle, and so he kind of starts driving a little bit erratically, doing traffic violations, nothing that would alert his kidnappers to what he was doing, but enough that the officer would come and stop him. And so the officer comes and stops him and then decides to let him go with a warning, but then notices, like, the look of despair on this guy's face as he's about to be let on his way, where most people are like, oh, thank you, you know, for not giving me a ticket.
Please,
and
please.
And this guy did this hand gesture, and unsure of the exact hand gesture, but there is
thumb
a common...
Into the back.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is a common hand gesture where the thumb goes in, and then the four fingers go over the thumb.
Right.
Probably that was the one. And the officer recognized it, so asked the guy to get out of the car to ask some more questions, and that's when the gentleman was able to say that he was actually in the middle of being kidnapped.
Guns, knives, cash in the car. Was that his car or the other car? He was being followed. Where were the kidnappers at the time the police...
They were in the car, yeah. So they were in the car with this guy. And the age ranges of these kidnappers were, there were two 22-year-olds and a 25-year-old.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, it ended well, though, under the circumstances, and that's what you like. Something that ends well. Yeah. Speaking of that, in an effort to make his 4-year-old daughter feel less alone, the story floating around today on social media of a father who got a tattoo on his chest that matches a scar the daughter, 4 years old, had multiple open-heart surgeries in order to survive. And so he, in league with his wife, decided that he would show his support and love by getting tattoos on his chest that mirror what the scars look like on his daughter's chest.
That's so sweet. I love those stories. You hear a lot of stories, too, about parents or guardians who their child has scars like that, or they had an accident and there's burns, or just like a birthmark on the face or something that makes them uncomfortable. And so the parent goes and gets a tattoo to look exactly like what they have.
Yep. Very cool. In a few minutes, we're going to celebrate National Kissing Day. Okay, Doug, I'll bite. How are you going to celebrate National Kitching Day? Kitching. Hello, Doug. National Kitching. Try that again. Take three. How are you going to celebrate National Kissing Day? Well, don't you want to know? Well, you'll find out as you stick around here as we continue bringing you the best of today, June 22nd at 18 after the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey, after the hour now of Doug Steffens' Good Day program, time for us to take a bite out of crime. Or maybe something not quite that serious. Apparently, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West... Or what's he called? K-Y-E. Okay. Yeah,
me.
Him too.
Yay.
Right, yeah.
Like,
they are,
yay! They
yay.
Are dancing on good terms now.
Isn't that swell? Okay. So I want to know how it probably doesn't say anything good about me if I say Mr. Ugly, referring to Pete Davidson. I just don't know. There must be something going on that we can't see there, because, but everybody's beautiful in his and her own way. So I guess that I shouldn't be so superficial and wonder what there is that she sees in him, because could be a lot of things. We'll talk about what those...
Well, she doesn't see anything anymore. They're divorced.
No, I didn't mean Kanye. I meant Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
What did she see in him? Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Let's explore
that. Adorable.
Urgently after this.
Hello. Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twinkly sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Oh, what's going on? All right, so... Despite my feelings, my superficial feelings about looks when it comes to Pete Davidson, I'm guessing there's something there, not unlike what people used to say about John Mayer, if you get the drift. Anyway,
it seems like he has a better personality, too.
Yeah, he's probably got a few other things,
it
too.
Keeps you laughing.
Anyway, so what's the big deal? Did they stop Kim and Ye stop talking?
Things got really... Yeah, things got really heated between Kim and Ye, more so on Ye's part, Kanye's part, than Kim's, because he was the one that was, well, he was the one posting, you know, knocking his wife, or his former wife, complaining about the family, saying bad things about Pete. He actually got banned from Instagram because of the bullying behavior he was doing, and Kim's whole... Her whole thing was just to not in front of the kids, and the kids are old enough now. They're seeing what's happening. Well, something has changed because Kim and Kanye are now communicating again as co-parents. They were even seen at North's basketball game together. They weren't necessarily sitting side by side, but they were near each other. They apparently drove in the car with North together. They went to a dance recital for Chicago together. There was a big family lunch that they were all a part of. So it, regardless of how anybody feels about these people in this couple, it is always nice to see two people who used to be in a relationship get together for the kids and be true co-parents. I think that's what everybody can agree that that's nice to see.
Let's get together. What do you say? Drew Barrymore took a sledgehammer. What in the world? What was this all about? Why would she take a sledgehammer?
A home makeover. Yeah, she was doing a home makeover, and she was documenting the video. She was doing it herself, her home renovations, and she is just so adorable. I love it.
I like her a lot,
Well, she actually has a kind of a home reno segment on her talk show designed by Drew, where she pays it forward to those deserving, where the Drew Crew design team go and they remodel homes to improve the lives
the Drew
and
Crew.
The faces of other people. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right,
it's really cool.
Yeah. All right. Good show to watch. She's on every day.
Hi, everyone. And this is Fred Dreyer for
BalanceSeven.com. 28 and a half an hour. Hopefully that's what people think about this program, too.
Can't eat the food you like. Your stomach is upset all the time. Chronic pain a problem. Then do yourself a favor and go to BalanceSeven.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Uvalde school shooting was a complete disaster. Very young children were murdered and response by law enforcement was an abject failure. DPS Director Steve McCraw.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last 2 decades since the Columbine massacre.
Waiting on a key for an unlocked door delayed law enforcement for well over an hour. It was revealed in the Texas Senate Tuesday. President Biden will call on Congress in a speech Wednesday to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes until the end of September. Tim Stewart on Fox News is with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association.
It's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
The Senate advanced and is poised to vote on gun control laws this week. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Uvalde police are facing major scrutiny for how they responded to an active shooter at a school where 19 children were murdered by a crazed 18-year-old boy. Republican congressional candidate and deputy sheriff Yesley Vega weighs in on the criticism on Fox News Wednesday morning.
Look, it's a tragedy. I think that it's very easy to sit back and try to criticize. I'm certainly very interested in continuing to see what other details are made available to the public. But certainly, it's a tragedy, and I can't imagine all of the suffering and pain that parents are still feeling. But it's absolutely our duty as public servants to ensure that we do our best to uphold that oath that we've taken, which is to serve and to protect. And I'm really going to be focusing on that as we continue to campaign and looking forward to talking about this issue more in the fall.
Tim Stewart with the U.S. Oil and Gas Association talks about gas prices and the Biden administration's inept response.
The president seems to completely avoid any addressing of the issue, which is we've got to increase long-term supply. He's like the college freshman who refuses to study for the midterm. And the reality is that we've got to address long-term supply. These gimmicks that the administration keeps throwing out, whether it be a gas tax holiday or gas cards or what have you, they're gimmicks. And the global markets don't respond to gimmicks. And this is the problem with the administration. They don't have, they're just, it's an unserious solution to a serious problem.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
National Smooching Day. Where do you suppose that term came from? Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. What kissing, though? Kissing we get, but where is smooching?
I don't know.
It's a form of communication. And more often than not, I think men think of it as being sexual. But it isn't. I kiss my children all the time. I kiss my dog. I'm a hugger, as you know. I think there's a way of doing it that doesn't have to be suggestive. It's just love. It's you're expressing love. And the problem today is that we don't want to, people don't want to touch. They're afraid, oh, he's going to, that's some sexual. No, give it a break. Everybody's so sensitive.
But also not everybody wants to be touched. Like, I'm a hugger, but only with people that I want to hug. Like, when I see you, Doug, I want that hug. But other people, it's, I kind of like, I'm a big don't touch me kind of person. Like, even my husband sometimes, because with fibromyalgia, my body hurts. Sometimes
it
really hurts me.
Right.
Even he will ask, like, he'll touch my arm and he's like, oh, I'm sorry, was that okay? And it's just because it causes
pain. Nice, he asks.
Yeah. But oh, he's the best. He's so sweet. But with kissing, I love the history of it, where it started off as friendship. Like, it really came from out of friendship and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very sweet. Kissing started back in 1500 B.C. I would have thought it started a long time before that, because your lips are the most sensitive part of your body. And when you press your lips together with somebody else, maybe press your nose together with someone else, it means, and the things that go on in your body, the adrenaline and the hormones and the pheromones.
Oh, that first kiss, when there's something that first kiss, you get the chills, and then it's like you're
yummy.
Got butterflies and you're floating on cloud nine, and every time you think of that first kiss again, you still get those butterflies, and that's just, it's great. And how it started off with the nosy kisses, the rubbing your noses pressed together.
Yeah.
And then who was the one that was like, let's do that with our lips?
I don't know who it was.
But thank you, whoever
leads,
you are.
Yeah, and then it leads to, when you're doing it that way, that's a romantic, sexual thing. That leads to, obviously, more passion. But because people say, well, why is it? It's because your lips are so sensitive, all the nerve endings on your lips. But then we kiss somebody in the ear. That's also a lot of very sensitive. Yeah, exactly, right there.
Not everybody likes that, throwing that out there.
No, I know. I get that. Yeah. It's kind of fun, though, actually. I'm giving a little insight into me. Might be considered too much information, but anyway. So fast forward.
It took me back to childhood when people would give each other wet willies. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. No, but I can guess.
Yeah. Where you stick your, you lick your finger so it's wet, and you stick your finger in their ear.
Oh no, that was gross.
Grossest thing ever.
Yeah, that's really
so nasty.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to tell you this story. People will relate to this because we all. In a sense, I love my daughter. There's such a great love between the two of us, and you can hear it in my voice. So, when she had her first boyfriend in college, a guy named Patrick, she was in school in England, and I'm trying to remember his last name, and I can't, but I can see him. So, we are going to dinner in this Chinese restaurant, and Megan's introducing us to Patrick for the first time. Tony and I think Brendan was there, if I'm not, but at least it was Tony and me. And so we're sitting having, you know, they're setting up the dinner. And Megan's talking about Patrick, and Patrick's telling us about what he's interested in, and yeah, you know, the usual introducing parents into the life of their children and their dating. So the lady brings around the hot towels, you know, like the airlines and the first class, they give you a hot towel.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my hot towel and I stuck it in my ear to clean, ostensibly. I knew it would embarrass the hell out of Megan. So I did it just for fun, and she's looking at me. And after we had dinner, Dad, what did you do that for? Do you know how embarrassing it was to see you stick that washcloth in your ear? And who knows what came out?
Yeah.
Tony got that. Yeah.
I just visualized that. I'm so sorry I did.
Well, no, it's okay. Yeah, it was part of it. Anyway, so every once in a while, I do it just because I know what her response will be. And it goes back to that. And the look she has in her face is like no other look. No other look. It's a daddy-daughter look. So, all right, as we're talking about kissing, Bill Cosby, here we go. This has been on the front burner now for a couple of weeks. He was taken to civil court, and the jury has found him liable in the sexual assault case. There are any number of them. This goes back to 1975, when Judy, I think it's Huth, H-U-T-H, was a teenager.
Yes,
so,
I believe.
Yeah. And so Cosby took off after her, and the courts have given her $500,000 because of the obvious. I mean, how many of these things are out there? Kind of reminds me of what we were talking about earlier with Bayer and the Monsanto cases, and they have billions of dollars set aside. Cosby's made a lot of money, but I'm betting he's given most of it into either lawyers that are protecting him, trying to. 60 women have sued him for some kind of sexual misconduct.
One thing
or
another, yeah.
So, think about it. If, in fact, 60 women, all of them got $500,000, that's $30 million. I bet Cosby's got it, but Anyway, this woman, going back to Regina, she's now 64 years old. She's been living with this, in a manner of speaking, for all of those years. Almost 50 years. So anyway, the jurors believe Cosby intentionally caused harmful sexual contact, and he reasonably believed that Ms. Huth, who was under the age of 18, he knew it. So, this way he was charged with abnormal sexual interest in a minor.
Bull.
And so, you know, what a shame. Here's this guy who's beloved by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just a, oh my God.
What makes you think, what does that do for the Cosby Show when it's in syndication? Because does it still even air?
I don't know.
Do you still want to watch it? Can they separate the character from the actor?
I don't think so.
Because I know that on Seventh Heaven, Phil, what's his buddy? I'm completely blanking on his name, but the dad in the show Seventh Heaven was accused of child pornography, and so many people couldn't get past that.
She was 16 at the time. You know, he was found guilty of malice, oppression, and fraud as well. So,
how old was he at that time?
He's in his 80s now, so back up, he was in his 30s. Would have been in his 30s. Yep. 42 past the hour, the Supreme Court and all of the rulings that are coming down, leaking out one little bit here and a little bit there. I got another one for us to talk about right after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, 44 after the hour. So the Supreme Court, we were talking earlier about the federal gun law case. That was a 7-2 decision. So now another announcement just coming out. The Supreme Court looking into a law in Maine that blocked taxpayer dollars from funding religious school tuition, which is understandable, right? Separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
So the Supreme Court has struck down that law that blocked taxpayer money. This is a very interesting, I think you have to consider this a pro-religion outcome. And it's sort of, now, when you look back at John Roberts, since he became Chief Justice, good God, it's been since 2005. Wow, I didn't think it had been that long. Ooh, 83% of the cases that have come before the court have come down like this, with religious entanglement, shall we say, have come down on the side of religion, which I think is an interesting observation. When you look, this is, I'm looking at an analysis from a law professor at the University of St. Louis, who was looking at the past Supreme Court chief justices like Earl Warren, William Rehnquist, who were like 50-50 on religious, so pro on one side and anti on another, pretty evenly matched. But with Roberts, 83% of all of the cases involving religion have come down on the side of the religion. Which I, in this case, if I were on the Supreme Court, I would have voted against it. I don't think that these schools should get.
Well, yeah, I thought that religious schools were all private by design. They were all private schools by design.
Right. So in some cases, though, and I think, I don't know this for sure here, but I know in my own community, there are some special needs students who cannot be served by anything that's in the public school. So the public schools hire a private school to do what is necessary to take care of that child and the obligations they have to take, you know, if you're blind, like they don't have blind programs here, there's a school for the blind. And the school department pays the tuition of a youngster to go to the school for the blind. Now, if it happens to be run by a Catholic church, then that's where the issue is, I think. And there are others like that. There are a lot of things. And so now we have back again looking at the quote unquote conservatives and the religious right and how we got to this robust pro-religion majority. I don't know. I'm not going to take it apart that much. I just find it interesting in the main case. The interests of government and religious groups in this case look like they are the same. This involved the Bangor Christian School, some youngsters attending the school, and the rule came down that it was okay to send them there because it was non-sectarian, i.e., it was a Christian school, it wasn't a Protestant school, it wasn't a Catholic school, which seems to me to really be splitting hairs. I'm thinking that, but obviously, if I were on the Supreme Court, I wouldn't have gone with the majority on this one. And Roberts wrote the majority opinion. So anyway, the three Democrats dissented, and I think in this case I would have been with them. I don't know. It's where there's praying going on in school. That's where I think the Bible and all that stuff, it's time to separate that. Because this isn't where the country is today. It may be what you believe, and you may think it's good. And maybe it is for you and or your family, but don't force. I remember when I was in the sixth grade, I didn't even think about it then, but I think back on it now, where we used to have a moment of silence and a little prayer, and the Bible was on the teacher's desk. And
wow, really?
Oh, yeah. But that was in the sixth grade. Let's see, that would have been, how old would I have, what year would that have been? 1957, probably.
That's about what age? 11, 12-ish?
Sixth grade, yeah, 11. I was 11. Yeah. Yep, yeah. So, anyway, how times have changed. Let's think about your weight and how we can help you with this. Go to toploss.com. Calitrin has a fabulous message. For those of you who have worked hard to lose the weight now, what do you do to keep it off? People think, okay, I'm going to lose the weight. And then after that, oh, what do I do to keep it off? Well, go to toploss.com and you'll see the answer to that question right now. The all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off is available. Big sale as we still celebrate Father's Day. You can get buy a three-month package and you get two more months free. You get a free gift and you save $20. How about that? That's the deal. Lose weight the natural way. Keep it off with Calitrin. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. 10 before the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I feel like I'm in a musical chairs contest whenever Chuck comes on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, what is this? Chuck Curry, Movie Moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Back to where it all began, Chucker. So, what's the update on this? I didn't get, before we got back on the air, what this was from, this theme.
Well, that's Danger Zone from the original Top Gun in the 1986. We play that because Top Gun Maverick has now passed $900 million worldwide. Woo-hoo. At the box office in just 25 days of release. I don't know how soon it'll go to the Paramount Plus network. I know if originally they had a 45-day window and it would arrive on Paramount Plus, which is a studio that released the film, but I think they're going to expand that. I can't see them putting on the streaming network when it's so
it's
hot.
Suicidal.
At the
suicidal
box office. Yeah. Having said that, this does, in my opinion, put Tom Cruise in good shape and also the same studio that produced the latest two Mission Impossible movies, which were shot back-to-back, actually almost a few years ago, both delayed because of COVID.
What are they waiting for now? Let's go.
Well, I agree. But they originally said that Mission Impossible 7 will be out next summer and the other one the summer after. So two Mission Impossible movies in the can, very expensive movies, with Tom Cruise as hot as he's ever been as a movie star at theaters.
Millions, gajillions. All right, the movie people are talking about this week, beside that one, is the Elvis movie. Priscilla Presley says this kid, Austin Butler, is fabola. Apparently,
the reviews are good. It's 83% right now positive, RottenTomatoes.com. Now, you could say, what do reviews matter? But the reality does.
That's what I say.
For this type of, I'm going to say you're wrong, I'm give you an example. A movie like Jurassic World Dominion is at 30%. So, you know, more people, critics didn't like that movie than liked it. I thought it was a mixed bag. I was going to see it no matter what. Most Jurassic Park fans would see that movie no matter what, at least one time. But a movie like Elvis has to get a little bit positive buzz to get things, to get people motivated to go to the theater. So reviews do matter for certain films. Ultimately, a movie has to be good to spread good word of mouth anyway. So hopefully it's a good film.
I got one other bit of movie news. I don't want to be disappointed by it.
I talked about this before. Kevin Costner signed a deal to helm his fourth movie as a director. It's called Horizon. It's a period Western movie. Now, he gave an interview the other day, and it said that there will now be four movies in total, spanning over 15 years, four 2-hour and 45-minute movies. And he did say that most likely these films will be sold to a streaming network to get the biggest mass audience. I gotta be honest. I think that's probably a good idea for genre westerns, but that's a big undertaking, no doubt. Okay.
Netflix debuting its first footage from Blonde. What do we know about this? She's playing Marilyn Monroe, apparently, right?
Anna DiBiase, who's a Bond girl in the last James Bond movie. The movie's rated NC-17.
She was good.
So she looked, this trailer, it's what you call a teaser. It's about a little bit over a minute long, but I tell you, she looks amazing as Marilyn Monroe. And this is one of those movies
down,
that's going to create buzz.
But hold on. Calm down. It's okay. Calm down.
Yeah. I think it's going to create a lot of buzz for Netflix. Yeah.
All right, here's some buzz on Zac Efron, who's going to star in some wrestling drama. It's called The Iron Claw.
I saw some of that.
What is that?
Yeah, he just starred in Firestarter, which was sold, the remake of the Stephen King horror film from the 1980s. It's pretty terrible. I like him, though. I thought he was really good in The Greatest Showman. He's a talented guy. I like him.
This is the story of the Von Erich family, a dynasty of wrestlers.
I remember that.
Yeah,
it's going to be more of one of the indie feel kind of films.
And apparently Nicole Kidman is his wife in it. I think that's who's that. Who else is that?
I'll tell you one thing about her. She just signed on to do a voice of an animated movie. She has consistently worked for a very long time. I mean, she's one
very
of the
popular.
She's one of the most sought after acting talents in the business in the last 25 years.
The thing that she did for AMC Theaters, the intro that they have, I think that's some of the most interesting work, the way she just, I mean, it's probably shot it in a day in some theater in Los Angeles, but it just feels like she's really into it. I mean, and the story she's telling you when, you know, you go into the theater or the television ads, rather than it's the same thing on TV. Frankly, so
you know, you bring that up real quick. Before, you know, when I at the theater, I saw Top Gun. Tom Cruise did a tape intro before the movie, thanking people for going back to the movie. I thought it was actually really cool. Yeah,
that's a good touch. Yeah. All right, Chucker, good man. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.